Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, our semi-drivers, the men and the women out there, because we appreciate what you do getting the job done, getting the products to us that we order. Now, also, our bulk mail center drivers that are out there delivering the mail to the post offices and beyond, thank you very much doing that. Also, our suicide jockeys out there hauling the fuel and the diesel. We'll have a discussion here about fuel here in a little bit. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch page on Facebook. You can also check us out on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and on Truth Social. At Captain's America is our handle on all of those. Twitter, we're at Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go there, check out the website. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Now, we were talking during the break about something that we should be talking about here, and it has to do with, I guess you could call him a comedian, Mr. Colbert, and his television show, which isn't funny what he did, but he apparently was going to make it a ha-ha type of deal where they were going to try to get interviews after hours with people that were there in their congressional offices, and it was all done in a very poor manner.
There was a team from CBS that was there on Wednesday at the Capitol. I don't know what they were necessarily doing on Wednesday. They came back on Thursday, and they were in the Cannon Building. And Capitol Police saw that they did not have visitors' badges on, so they were asked to leave. So allegedly, some left, or they all left, and we don't know what number that was on Thursday afternoon. But the Capitol Police received a telephone call that there was a major disturbance in the another one of the buildings on the Capitol at 8:30 Thursday night. So the Capitol Police went over to, I think, the sixth floor and found a whole pile of them that were knocking on the doors and banging on the doors of only Republican offices, including Kevin Brady, McCarthy, Boebert, few others. And so these people were, in fact, arrested and released early Friday morning. Additional charges could happen, but right, the initial charge was unlawful entry, which is precisely exactly at least one of the same charges of several of those that have been arrested on the January 6th deal.
Correct.
Now, it looks like a staffer with Adam Schiff's office was the one who coordinated this plot with them, but why they decided to sidestep getting visitors badges is kind of interesting, because their first request to get visitors badges was denied because they were not a news source. They were a production operation. So they were already told, no, you can't come in here because you're not news. But they were going in anyway, and they did, and it was coordinated by Adam Schiff's office by one of his staff people. Now, a staff people wouldn't make that independent decision without Schiff knowing about it.
Yep.
So this is a very big deal, because at 8:30 at night, those buildings are closed for business. And they were also all unescorted. So it's already, in my opinion, it's already a bigger problem here, because unlawful entry, they were arrested and released, as compared to some of the cases, 800 or so, on the January 6th thing.
Yeah.
And the fact that Adam Schiff obviously coordinated with Stephen Colbert and his operation over at CBS, and had the point person being one of his staff people. So, ladies and gentlemen, this should not, we should not let go of this one. Already we know that we have a two-sided justice system. But here is another one, and this is a big one. This is absolutely a big one, because they defied so many of the checks and balances. And I would guess, I would have to ask, how do they get in the second time or the third time?
They said they hit inside or stayed inside. Okay, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We're going to talk about your little gasoline rebate card that you might get, you might not get, whatever. Plus, oil coming in from overseas.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. And if you want to come and text them,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Alrighty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. This part of my sub-program, my segment with Denise Simon, is brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. Geico, of course, is spelled G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, the website. You can go over to the website and you can take a look and see what it would cost. You can actually get an estimate there for insurance on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. By the way, you can also get coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV over there, too. And what you can really do to save you a bunch of money on your car insurance is to bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance, homeowners, renters, or condo insurance over there. Bundle that together with your automotive insurance, and it'll save you a bunch of money. So the website to check out, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over there, check it out, and see what they can do for you. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we've got a series of things related to oil we're going to get into right now. Number one is the Biden administration is talking about, again, some sort of rebate card to help out American drivers save a little money at the gas pump. Now, that was shot down a few months ago, but it's back in the mix again. That's number one.
They were shut down because they can give out these cards, and the cards would be abused, much like the SNAP cards are, because the people wouldn't, they'd be using them to buy other stuff and not gasoline.
Yep. Yep.
So that was the biggest reason.
Yep. I saw them sometimes with a SNAP card buying beer. I thought they were never supposed to do that.
I don't know, but they would probably buy, you know, if they do these other cockamamie cards allegedly for to buy gas, they'd be doing the same thing, I suppose.
Now, here's the interesting thing. The United States has increased their heavy crude imports after Joe Biden came out and gave that lecture to the oil companies and all that, calling on U.S. energy producers to make more gasoline and diesel. Now, the problem is what they're exporting or what they're bringing into the country right now are the heavy crudes. They're coming from Mexico's Maya, Ecuador's Napo and Oriente, Iraq's Basra Heavy, and some Iranian oil is reportedly coming into the mix. Now, the heavier crudes cost less than lighter shale oils that are produced in the United States and typically are used to produce diesel, not gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we doing here?
If they're not going to help with gasoline, I have said, at least help with diesel. Because we have to keep transportation going and we have to keep the farmers going. The farmers use it for their farm equipment.
Yep.
So they're splitting hairs. Now, the farmers and the truckers are not going to use electronic vehicles. They're not going to go out and spend money to buy those.
No.
So they don't have a choice but to at least capitulate and deal with that piece of the crisis.
Now, I will say this. When it comes to electronic vehicles, farms for years have had indoor electric forklifts, which they use to lift things up and down and store them in their warehouses and whatnot and all that stuff. But that's about where the electric stops.
Okay.
I mean, that's firsthand from me, from what we did with our farm. That's the only thing we had that was electric, not anything else because of that reason. All right, let me go over here.
There's two other things that we haven't actually talked about when it talks about energy, and that is coal and methane.
Yep. And coal is being used pretty much by the Chinese again, is it not?
Well, not again. They've always used it.
Okay. I want to get over here. I think we got our friend Laredo up there in Georgia on the line here. Is that you, Laredo?
Yes, sir. How you doing this morning?
Good. What's up?
Hey, I need to ask a quick question because I miss a lot all the time being in the truck. But is DeSantis planning on running for president?
Is the who? The Baptist?
DeSantis. Governor DeSantis.
Oh, no, not yet. He's...
Oh,
okay, I didn't know. I've had several people call me up today asking me. I said, I ain't heard nothing about none of that.
No, DeSantis.
I wish he would, and I wish that Cruz would run as the vice president over with him, and Trump put all his support behind him because that's really what we need. Well, I've been telling people that for months. That's why I think they called me, because I've been telling them that DeSantis and Cruz needed to get together, vice president, whichever way they want to go with it. But that was really what we needed. But I just, and then they started calling me today. I just, I ain't heard nothing about it. So
okay.
I didn't know.
All right.
No, not right now. But leave it alone. He needs to stay in Florida.
Yeah. He's going to stay here. He's already committed to the voters that if he gets elected again, he will do another 4 years as governor.
All right. I mean, that's great. But, I can say it. Some of them called me because they had heard it on Newsmax. And I was like, well, I've never known Newsmax to say anything that wasn't right.
No.
I figured you'd be the man to know.
Yeah, news. I heard him say something about that. Yeah. Go ahead, Denise.
Yeah. No, not now. He's not running.
All right.
For president.
All right. Thanks, Laredo. You be careful up there now.
You
be careful. Okay, Laredo's out making his deliveries. No, I remember somebody at Newsmax made some passing thing about it that, well, the perfect ticket would be DeSantis and he could get whoever he wanted all set. No, leave him alone. He's got to finish doing what we got to do here in Florida.
I've been saying it for a year and a half and everybody keeps saying they're going to take him. Just leave him alone. Otherwise, Florida will go back the other direction.
Right.
So.
Yep. Yep. You're right. You're absolutely right. By the way, Biden says a recession's not inevitable, Most Americans are saying it's already here, and there's a couple of financial reports that came out yesterday that said we are now in the second quarter, even though we've got a few days to go, we're now in the second quarter of negative growth.
Correct.
And I believe we're in the second quarter.
Correct.
So why are they afraid to say it? Why don't you just say it and get it over with?
They will not. It's just not going to happen. Now they're comparing, you know, we've got so many other countries across the world that are in worse shape than we are, which is false.
Right.
And, you know, I would say this, and I said this again last night on your show. This administration is supposed to have a foreign policy experience because that's what Biden sold us. And then supposed to have all these professionals, the Susan Rices and the Tony Blinkens and the blah, 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 blahs. But Biden is being outsmarted completely by China and Russia, and right now, especially Russia.
Yep.
And I want somebody, I almost need a Julian Assange part two. I want somebody to show me the cables from Eastern Europe, the diplomatic cables from our embassies coming back to the State Department from Eastern European countries since this past February, every day since. Because I guarantee you there were countless warnings that says this is going to be a problem, this is going to be a problem, this is going to be a problem.
Sure.
You better not do this, you better not. And nobody has asked that question. Where are these cables? I want to see them.
Well, and nobody did what the cables probably said to do. How about that?
Well, that's my whole point, but I need to see them first before I can make that accusation.
Well, that would be my guess. I'm sure it'd be yours, too, based on what you know. I mean, we're just doing everything wrong.
Well, it's purposeful here. I would also say we pay government people to get things right.
Yep.
Okay? And not only are they not getting it right, they're purposely not getting it right. But there's others in there that just don't have a clue how a loaf of bread is made at a bakery. Or how gasoline is refined, oil is refined for gasoline. They don't have a clue what clean coal is. I know that there's a pile of Republicans that are working to get John Kerry's position as climate czar defunded, so he's out of there.
Right.
So I know some of these things are in the works.
All right, I will talk to you again on Monday. I know you're going to have a lot of stuff to do in the meantime. Thanks a lot. Talk to you then. By the way, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over to her website, check out all the different things that she has over there, founderscode.com.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. The Iowa Supreme Court on Friday cleared the way for lawmakers to severely limit or even ban abortion in the state.
Iowa Supreme Court ruled Friday that abortion rights are not protected by the state's constitution, a move that paves the way for lawmakers to ban future abortions in the Hawkeye state. The court reported, quote, All we hold today is that the Iowa Constitution is not the source of a fundamental right to an abortion, necessitating a strict scrutiny standard of review for regulations affecting that right. End quote. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Average gas prices in the southern U.S. have seen their fourth drop in the last 5 days. The drop of 1.6 cents began on Monday with a 0.1 cent drop, followed by 0.2 cents on Wednesday, 0.6 cents on Thursday, and 0.1 cent on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. Here's more about them coming up right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where you can train to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. Now, the thing about the National Aviation Academy is that they put out some of the best, most qualified, professionally trained individuals in the country to work on aircraft, which is all good. That's what you should expect from them. But where you come into play is if you want to be one of them, I'm going to give you a phone number to call. And when you call that phone number, make sure that you ask to take the tour at either one of their two facilities. Now, the phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. That will put you in contact with the main switchboard, who will put you in contact with Clearwater, Florida, which is where one of the schools is. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other. And the other school is up in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, whichever one is closest to you, or both if you want to, you can call them up at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of their campuses. Now, when you get there, you'll be able to not only talk to students, but also instructors and the money people, the people that would give you a student loan or would help you with your military paperwork if you're a veteran to be able to use your GI Bill benefits. Now, they get a lot of people who come out of the military and within a matter of a few days or weeks sign up to go to the National Aviation Academy because they have an expedited program that you can take if you're a veteran. And let's say that you were an aviation tech in the military. Well, now you got to get certified as a civilian, which that ought to be that hard. So you take a refresher course, a speed-up course, which is just that, and then you take the test, you challenge the test. You pass the test, boom, that's it, you're in like Flynn. Otherwise, the course itself is about 14 months long because of all the things you have to learn. But if you think you've got what it takes to be an aviation maintenance tech, go to NAA.edu, check them out, NAA.edu, and then give them a call at 800-659-2080 and schedule a tour at one of their campuses, either Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Mass. Now, the A-10 requirements, the Warthog, and more Air Force F-35s in the Senate Defense Policy Bill are what's called for here. The Air Force finally got its chance to start retiring some of the older A-10s, the Warthog aircraft, which, by the way, I understand that as we retire ours, we then turn around and sell them to another country. Because they are a very valuable close-in support aircraft. Very valuable. Now, the Air Force is coming out with a flying car. The Air Force is on track to buy and start fielding its first electronic vertically takeoff and landing aircraft that can carry passengers or cargo under the Agility Prime program in 2023. They've been at this for a while. And we'll see how that works this time. Now, the Army is taking a run at developing a robotic warrior suit. The Warn of Networks says logistics and shared information America and allied sources rely on are being scoped as we speak, along with the resources that Ukraine has been able to give the U.S. to come up with something that might work with our aircraft people, our pilots. Now, we had a good week this week when it came to the Ukraine. We had a surprising week, too, where we had all of our aircraft doing what they were supposed to do, striking the targets they were supposed to strike. And I didn't hear of any problems, major problems. By the way, 5 years later, inside the Navy's data-driven quest to avert a future Fitzgerald or McCain collision, because remember, the Navy just got done replacing two warship commanders as well as the top enlisted members of one more ship, an electronic attack squadron, and a Navy recruit training from their commands in a span of just 1 week. Nine people were relieved of command and moved around and shuffled around. Some were retired. Some were just moved into another command. How that's all going to work out, don't know. Because according to a press release, Captain Sandlin was relieved due to an unspecified loss of competence in his command. Captain Kirkrick Brooks, who's the Chief of Staff Naval Service Training Command, has taken over Sandlin's responsibilities, while Sandlin has been reassigned to the Naval Service Training Command Headquarters. Where he goes from there, we don't know. But we wish them all well. Now, again, there are a lot more people in the mix here whose name I won't mention, but these people were involved in several of them in the vessel that capsized and sank in the Pacific Ocean in California back in July the 30th, 2020. Very sad day in Maine's history. They lost a couple of their people there in that one, out there in California. Now, did you hear the news coming out of Ukraine where the U.S. is adding a whole bunch more stuff? And when I say stuff, I'm talking about some missiles, some that will actually be long-range missiles, and some that aren't. Now, the Navy and the Army, and probably even the Air Force, has been limited in what they could give Ukraine to shoot to try to take out some targets. Now, the problem with some of this is some of the targets they need to take out, the command and control centers, are not in the Ukraine. They're just over the border, maybe 10 to 20 miles in Russia. So what do we do now, folks? What do we do now? All right, hold that thought. I know what we're going to do at the moment. We're going to go out, take a break, and we're going to come right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. The weekend edition is in store. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more. Wrap things up.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. By the way, final segment of the program here, brought to you by Moss Nissan. Moss Nissan, a bunch of locations and another one coming here in July, early part of July. I'll tell you all about that in just a second. But, you know, it's amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up into Maine, up into Michigan, up into Ohio, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona, and you heard me right. Now, it all starts with Moss Care. It gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Don't forget, they have the You Serve, You Save program, which is very popular. Not a lot of dealers do that in the country, but Moss does. Now, all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, and all church pastors, too, get a great deal on your vehicle at Moss Nissan when you tell them that's what you do for a living. Now, Moss Nissan locations are in Crystal River, the flagship store at 19 and 54, Newport Richey. Plus, they have the Nissan and Acura dealers side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And coming to Brooksville, Florida, early in July, the brand-new dealership right there on State Route 50,
just east of the Veterans Expressway. They're building it right now. You're welcome to stop by, take a peek, and see what's going on there. And, of course, you can always check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And remember, Moss Nissan, their stated goal is whatever it takes to be the best dealer in the country. And they're doing it. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Check them out. Now, the business climate right now across the country is shaky, to say the least. A lot of people are hanging on for dear life, literally. I get it. I understand it. And it's because of the price of gasoline and because of the cost of doing business, and everything reflects on that price of gasoline. And then it makes your costs higher that don't necessarily have to be higher. But you got to figure out a way to make things work. Now, Goldman Sachs says the lack of investment in American oil is creating a sort of revenge on the old economy. I'll try to explain. Downplaying the Ukraine's war impact on oil prices, the soaring energy prices are due to a lack of U.S. investment in the fossil fuel sector. Well, that's true, but that's not all of it. That's true. Now, the global slowdown is happening because it's not a long-term fix. And as a matter of fact, they got a long way to go here. Farmers are warning about what's going to happen to the price of the food out there that's going to be produced from the farms because of the soaring diesel prices, which is going to create some food shortages. Because, again, if they can't get it from the field to the truck, to the processor, to your table, then they got a problem. They got a real problem. Now, I will tell you, when it comes to the recession watch, American manufacturing output unexpectedly contracted in May. Data from the Federal Reserve yesterday confirmed indications of decline seen in the report that the Fed puts out there over the last month. Now, this means we've had a couple of months of no growth. And that's all it takes under the definition of the word, not mine, theirs, the government, to have a recession in place. The manufacturing output declined by 0.1% in May, and it had been expected to climb 0.4%. And went the other way. So we'll see what happens. And one other little thing here before I switch on over to the telephone line. Today, I'll be at the Two Guys Gun Show, which is going to be over at the Largo Event Center over on 126th. On the west side of U.S. 19 between Omerton and Roosevelt. Now, they are in business today from 9 to 5. They're going to have a concealed carry class this afternoon, too. And then tomorrow, they'll be in business from 9 to 3, and they'll have a concealed carry class that day as well. So if you can't make it today, you can make it tomorrow. Now, make sure you stop on by because you're going to see lots and lots and lots of collectors and lots of guns there. It won't just be guns either. There's fishing poles there. There's camping stuff there. There's all sorts of stuff that show up there because you have vendors selling different things there. There'll be sweaters. There'll be hats. There'll be vests. There'll be gloves. A lot of different things. So I look forward to seeing you there. I'll be sitting just inside by the restaurant, by the little snack bar. It's right there. I'll be right there by that snack bar, so it'll be easy to spot. You can have coffee with the captain. You can have lunch with the captain. You can have brunch with the captain. You can have a snack with the captain. But we'll be right there. Okay, I'm going to go to the telephone line right now, and I'm going to cue something up here because we do this in a certain manner here, and here we go. Let's see what we got. Okay, get ready, folks.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. It's obvious. Let me tell Rush Limbaugh and Bo Snurley, who picked up the phone for me, and Rush, after I was finished, said, amen. There's only one person in America who can walk in the golden EIB microphone with no guests and do 3 hours and do 50 million listeners, and that would be me. Okay, I'm the son that Rush Limbaugh never had. So Bo Snurley and the EIB people want to get back to business and establish Rush Limbaugh as the greatest. I'm here. Okay, let's get that. The NFL. Let me tell Jerry Jones. Dak Prescott over Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow drilled Dak Prescott, beat him 42-14. I'll take your Cowboys and Tim Tebow win the Super Bowl this year, Jerry. You're going nowhere. The same goes for the Redskins. The same goes for the Jaguars. I'll put Trevor Lawrence on the bench and take Tebow. I'll take a 1-year contract and win the Super Bowl. If I don't win the Super Bowl, I'll resign. Let me tell Joe Biden, you're a disaster. Let me tell the press secretary, don't come out anymore. You're embarrassing yourself. Everything out of the White House is one freaking lie after another. Did the Supreme Crooks find out that they were surrounded by a bunch of Judases like Sotomayor who leaked out that? Okay, and Roberts, you're supposed to be a Republican and standing up for the rights of the unborn, you fake, phony piece of crap. It should be 9-0 with you idiots voting against not murdering babies. Stand up for our country, stand up for our cops, and stand up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And you preachers get in the game. Peace, Captain.
All right, that's Todd in Tampa. And fired up today. Normally he is, so there you go. But again, keep in mind, we have a lot of work to do. It's not all about one specific set of things to hear. We've got to keep operating as if we are 10 points behind everybody that's in D.C. We have to keep operating that way. Because we have more to gain, and they definitely have a lot to lose. And you can't get cocky about this. You got to go after this with all the gusto, with all the fervor, with all the pizzazz that you possibly can muster. Because as I've said before, and I've said it for several elections while I've been on the radio these last 22 years, we have to take back control of our country from the people that stole it from us. And boy, they did. They did. We got to steal it right back from them the same way they did us, if that's what it takes. But this is America, and I'm there, and I'll be back on Monday morning bright and early, 2 a.m., all across the country. In the meantime, look forward to seeing you over there at Largo at the Two Guys Gun Show at the Largo Event Center. Have a great day, and God bless America.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.